Hi everyone, I have words of the Lord from today, March the 14th, 2024, and I'm just going to say a quick prayer. Lord Jesus, I thank you, Father God, for these words that you're sharing and pouring down on us, Father God. I pray that you would guide and direct our thoughts, our hearts, our minds, Lord, that we would take in your ways and your will, Lord, that we would pray for discernment, understanding, and revelation in all things, Father God. Lord, I pray for my brothers and my sisters, the lost, the confused. I plead the blood of Jesus over them. I pray for their walk with you, that they would seek wholeheartedly, body, mind, and soul, that we would seek you for truth like never before. I plead the blood of Jesus over their homes. I pray a boundary protection over their homes, Father God, over their children, their cars, their jobs, their coming and their going, Father God, that they would come to you for all things, that you would guide them and just, Lord, just have your way, Father God. I give you glory, honor, and praise in all things. Thank you, Lord. I pray that everybody would take this message right back to you for discernment and understanding, and this message would go out to every ear and heart that needs to hear it. In the name of Jesus, amen. Okay, I have actually two messages from today. March 14th, 2024. The good, the bad, the ugly soon shall be upon this world. Many are unaware and unprepared for all that they will see. If they do not prepare, I send warning after warning. Who is believing me at this time? As I say, a time unlike never before and never again. I am not a man that I should lie. My ways are higher, and as I say, I will pull in the lost and the stragglers. The backsliders will all open their eyes and hearts. All will come back to life. I call my own to my feet. Now, come, let me show you great and marvelous things you do not know. As I say, prepare the hearts. Many hearts will fail for not properly preparing, not coming to me for help. Pray, I say, day and night. Call my angels to cover you. Come now, as I say. Only I can cover my own. Now is that time. Be not deceived. I will not be mocked. Darkness will fall. Who is prepared? Who is seeking me properly? Come now, my children. I am the only way, the only truth to everlasting life. My ways are not your ways, but much higher. Believe my ways, come to me now. I am a good, good father. Abba, Yeshua, Messiah, Jesus the Christ. Daughter, speak my truth to my lost and slumbered, that they would seek first the heavenlies. Be kingdom-minded, children. Seek my ways. Do not lean on your own understanding. Now is not the time to rely on your ways, but seek my will. Pray for understanding. Pray for discernment. You are living in a time like never walked, a new time we are going into. Yes, what was will be again, but new times are upon this generation. Unlike never before, hearts will fail and many hearts will awaken to my truth. Many will know that I am the Lord God Almighty. There is no other. Many will fall to their knees and call on Lord God Almighty, knowing that I am the only way, truth to everlasting life. I call my own now to my feet. Awaken and awaken all those around you. I want not one to perish for ignorance. Many are not in my word, seeking me or my truth. Do not be the unbelievers being left for learning, leaning on your own understanding. I send out my prophets and messengers for such a time as this. Hear me now, children. Many were called over and over again. Who put down this world to follow their Abba? Who gave up their lives for mine? Who is sacrificing this world for mine? My children who wait on me, who wait on my every word, who call on me day and night, they speak my truth for such a time as this. Did I not say I would pour out my spirit in the last days? Look around, children. We are there. Get in the boat. We are about to leave, and many are lost in this corrupt world, seeking their ways, the next party, the next game. It is not game time. Get in my word. Know my truth. I am the only way to everlasting life. Come now to my feet. Be not dismayed for all to come. When you had a choice, me or this world, choose now, me or this world. I chose you. Who will choose me? The King of Glory, Abba the Father, Yeshua the Messiah, Jesus the Christ. And that's the message for today. Pray about everything. Pray for discernment and get in your Bibles. Pray for guidance and direction. And take everything, always, always take everything to the Lord. We are in a time where deception is real and it's everywhere. And my job is to just give you the words of the Lord and just point you to Him, knowing that He's the only way, the only truth to everlasting life. There is but one God, and Jesus came and died for us so that we could live for Him. He loves us so much that God gave His only Son. I can't even imagine that. Like, all that that Jesus went through for us, and He's begging us. We should be begging Him to be in our life, but He's begging everybody to get it together right now. We are in a time that you just need to pour yourself into Him, seek Him like never before. Read His word. Read the red letters. If you'd read nothing else, read Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, and look for those red letters. That's Jesus speaking to us. Read Psalms. If you don't know where to get started, Psalms is always my go-to. But the Lord said, Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, read the gospel and get to know Jesus. That's how you're going to get to know Him, is reading Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. Get in those red letters. Just start somewhere, because it's so important that we do not get lost thinking, believing other people when we could be hearing from Him. Open up the Bible. Pray for understanding and discernment. Revelation. I pray, Lord, give me revelation, because He will. Words will just start coming out. And you'll get the picture. You'll get it. And yes, it can be hard at times or at the beginning, but when you're reading over and over, you start to get it. It starts making sense and understanding. And Holy Spirit truly, truly is your teacher. I cannot explain that to you any more than Holy Spirit has taught me in 4 years what I never understood. And you don't know what you don't know. So when you come to Him with all of your heart and you're praying for, when you give Him your heart and you're just giving Him everything and you're pouring it all out, asking, Lord, guide me, direct me, give me wisdom, knowledge, understanding, guide me in your steps, be a light for me. He will show you. When you come to Him with all of your heart, you'll start seeing things different. You'll hear it. He'll start showing you things that you never would have. He'll make Himself known in your life where you cannot deny it. You will know that He is God Almighty. There is no other. That's it. I love you guys. Have a good night. And pray about everything. Whatever you hear, whatever I say, don't even take my word for it. Take it to the Lord. Pray for discernment. Pray for understanding. And if you're confused and you're leaning on your own understanding, take what you're understanding to the Lord. Tell Him, show me truth, Lord. Show me, help me to understand. He'll show you either He'll confirm it in another message, in the Bible, in words, dreams, When you're seeking, you will find him. It's facts. When you give him your all, you're going to find him. Like he says, abide in me and I will abide in you. I can only abide in you. That's what he told me. I can only abide in you. If you abide in me, I can only abide in you. So good night. I love you guys. Have a good night, and seek the Lord with all of your heart.